Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Red Lobster shutting down, as we said. Free beer, hot wings. Steve Kelly, Maitland, Tommy. Talked about Red Lobster shutting down a bunch of franchises, and the narrative has been that their all-you-can-eat shrimp plan was a disastrous plan that caused them to lose a lot of money, but also their venture capitalist group that bought the company did the same thing that we heard about in some other places where they sold all the land and all of a sudden the operators had to rent them. But it's a list of other companies that made such stupid decisions they drove themselves to bankruptcy or in some cases near bankruptcy. And the example they give in the preamble is, remember when OnlyFans said, hey, no more sexual content.
Yeah.
Then which was it like, was like 5 days and they're like, just kidding, only sexual content. They didn't say that, but I mean.
But what else is there on OnlyFans?
I honestly thought that was all it was.
What's the point for OnlyFans if you're doing other things? That's what every other social media platform is for.
I guess, I mean, there are some people on there where it's just access to their lives. Like, it's a reality show kind of thing.
But the reason, on there a lot.
Yeah, but the reason we all heard of OnlyFans was all the sexual content, and all of a sudden, it's available and whatnot. So Red Lobster, they offered an unlimited snow crab leg deal. They brought the servings out slowly and were like, nobody's going to sit there for 6 hours and just eat crab legs. And it says, actually, lots of people did. This was a 2021 article from Mashed. I said it was shrimp earlier, but yeah, crab legs. The price of snow crabs was rising in the U.S. due to farming quotas and many people eating 3 to 4 servings of snow crabs, which caused them to lose. They lost $406 million in stock in a single trading session and $3.3 million in profits, according to the New York Post. Well, add into that the other mismanagement, and yeah, you can see why they're closed.
Crab legs don't have a ton of substance to them. Like, there's not a ton of meat on them,
no,
right?
No, there's not.
Right, yeah. Like,
so it wouldn't be uncommon for somebody to eat.
Well, and they're expensive.
Two servings of them.
They're a treat.
Or, yeah.
So if you never get them and then you go to the all-you-can-eat, yeah, you might sit there a while.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if it's one of those meals. Like when we went to the Brazilian Fogo de Chão, we went to that Brazilian steakhouse that time.
Yum.
We were there a long time. And if you've never been to one of those, you have a little green and red disc where it's red on one side, green on the other. And that's a message to the people walking around with meat skewers. We're going to cut you the meat.
It's
green
traffic
means
lights.
Give me meat.
Yeah, it's traffic lights.
Red means stop what you're doing and keep going. Green means go ahead and give me more. And we were there long enough. We all went red for a long time. And then we're laughing and having such fun and have all drank so much more that we're like, hey, maybe we can go green a little bit.
Yeah, get your second wind.
Another plate of meat.
That's so good when they start walking by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
We need to do that again.
And their little rolls that have the cheese in them.
They're just pure, like, it's just air that transports butter into your mouth.
I dated a Brazilian guy who worked there, and he used to come back with bags of those little rolls.
Did he know he didn't have to work there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Like, he could have worked at any place.
I know, but man, the one in Atlanta makes money.
I bet they did.
That's why you...
What is it, like $65 a person or whatever? I mean, it's super expensive.
The tips there were unreal.
That's why you scolded us, because of the way that we said the name of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Everybody calls it Fogo de Chão, but it's pronounced Fogo de Chão.
What?
They shown?
I will not be doing that.
Yeah, I am not.
Because with my reputation, people are like, ha ha, that guy's stupid.
Yeah. And I only know that because an actual Brazilian who worked there that I dated told me that. And I still called it Fogo de Chão all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But those little cheesy rolls.
Nope.
Even if it's an abbreviation.
Yeah, I think you could have. We say HJ.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, she was just talking about BJ's Wholesale Warehouse.
Oh,
how he was going to be able to get as much of that as he wanted.
Yeah, they make Subway sandwiches.
Free monthly subscriptions.
In Atlanta, that one makes.
BJ's Wholesale Club.
My apologies.
It's okay, Bessie.
No.
A photo bucket. Does anybody remember Photo Bucket?
I do. I had a Photo Bucket.
What was that? Was it sort of like Google Photos where it was like, we'll keep all your photos in the cloud?
It was a photo sharing website. Hmm. So you could, it was just basically photo storage.
Apparently, they changed their terms of service in 2017. It then required a yearly fee for all those images you had previously posted for free. And everybody went, ha ha, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was gone.
Yeah.
They were accused of extortion because they had encouraged people to put their photos there for so long, and then all of a sudden they wanted you to pay for it.
Yep.
The service failed to make the update to its terms of service abundantly clear. Quiznos! There's something that's... are there still Quiznos?
I think there might be a handful.
They seem like you'd find them in like airports.
Yeah.
Or strip malls.
But they were everywhere for a while. They were like knocking on the door of Subway.
Yep. Well, they forced Subway to buy those little toaster things. Because people are like, I would like my sub toasted. And so, because that wasn't always something you could get at Subway.
Oh, really?
And they responded.
Yeah, because that...
I mean, they didn't force them. They didn't go to the headquarters of Subway with a gun and go, be more like us!
I forgot that Quiznos was the toasted sub place.
Their oven toasted tastes better. Quiznos, the corporate office, decided to buy the vendors and then contract all of the franchises to only buy materials from corporate at a price hike. The margins got way too high. All the stores went out of business. They shot themselves straight in the foot. They had $1.9 billion system-wide in sales in 2007. Today, they generate less than $100 million a year at all of their stores. So it's still successful at some level. But it's wildly unsuccessful compared to what it was.
Yeah, it was the second largest sub shop in North America.
And then Jimmy John's.
Actually, it looks like it still is.
What?
No.
Hot Wings, you're saying a lie. Says.
There's a handful of them in Michigan.
Yeah, it says.
But like there's 75,000 Subways and Jimmy John's and Jersey Mike's and Penn Station.
Potbelly.
Potbelly. Oh, boy.
Man, Potbelly is really, really regional, though.
Is it?
Yeah, they were started in Chicago.
Oh, man, they're so great. Good.
They're terrific.
Uh-huh. I also like Firehouse. I like the way they steam their subs. That makes me so happy.
All right, this is a big company that nearly went bankrupt in 2011 before they got to their good old days, which are probably now.
Okay.
Netflix. When Netflix went from, we're the company that sends you DVDs, to we're the company that has... online streaming stuff. And at first, you just got both for free. But in 2011, rather than pay $10 for one plan, each subscription then cost $8. Remember when they made that announcement and we were all like, no way, Netflix, you'll never get our money. Just kidding, take it all. They went down. They lost 800,000 subscribers.
Jeez.
In 2011 alone.
Jeez.
The 60% price increase nearly bankrupted the company. Their stock plummeted 25%, and the company was a slight breeze away from complete bankruptcy. And that was, I think that was around the time where, or maybe that was after, where they offered to sell to Blockbuster, and Blockbuster was like, losers, no way, we're the future.
Everybody loves getting in their cars and driving to do something that they could do with one or two clicks.
True.
What if I told you there was a time that we let a company down when a company tried to do the right thing?
I'd believe it.
JCPenney.
Oh.
JCPenney. Like, I have nostalgia for JCPenney because that was like, ooh, that's a fun store to go
to. Did anyone else's mom just call it pennies?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, almost everybody just called it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was my mom thing.
That was my mom too. Yep. No. JCPenney decided to stop BSing all of us. They said, we're not having sales anymore. We're just going to price everything low because pretty much all sales at department stores are lies. They basically ran ad campaigns, not saying it as cynically as that. They said, but we all know, you know, the consumer, you know, you're not getting 70% off.
But the consumer didn't. I think is what it was.
So then they did that. And customers were, quote, too dumb and would rather be lied to that they're getting discounts. They'd rather buy it at the same price if it says 70% off than be able to go in there and get that price any day.
Wait, we're stupid, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah. I mean, we We are.
Those little tricks work. I mean, they clearly work.
But that's why everybody that sells things does it that way. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's best to not try to reinvent the wheel.
Now, some of these you may have heard before, but we're going to kick the next one to the next segment. A company that still technically exists, but no one takes seriously anymore. I mean, I'm sure it's worth billions. Had a chance to buy another company for $1 million and laughed it off. And that other company, I don't know, might be worth $1 trillion now for all I know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.